This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken landed in Tel Aviv, Israel on Sunday to try to seal a ceasefire deal after months of negotiations. He will meet with Israel's prime minister on Monday. The U.S. and fellow mediators Egypt and Qatar said they are closing in on a deal, with American and Israeli officials expressing cautious optimism. But the Hamas terrorist group has signaled resistance to what it calls new demands by Israel. The Ukrainian invasion of Russia's Kursk region continued over the weekend. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Saturday his troops had strengthened positions in Russia's Kursk region nearly 2 weeks into their incursion. He called for bold decisions by Kyiv's allies to allow long-range strikes. Ukraine says it has seized more than 80 settlements over 444 square miles. Against the backdrop of that incursion, Belarus's president, a staunch ally of Russia's Vladimir Putin, spoke of a tense standoff along his country's border with Ukraine on Sunday. President Alexander Lukashenko said Ukraine had stationed more than 120,000 troops along that border, and Minsk had deployed nearly a third of its armed forces there.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. Algeria will immediately begin supplying Lebanon with fuel for its power plants, Algerian state radio said in a statement on Sunday, after Lebanon's electricity company said the day before its supplies were exhausted. Lebanon has not had round-the-clock power since the 1990s, and cash transfers to Lebanon's state electricity company to cover chronic losses have contributed tens of billions of dollars to the country's huge public debt. This is